The rate of Alzheimer's is increasing in every state of the union. Researchers, including some at WVU, are working on a cure, but understanding what causes Alzheimer's is still poorly understood, let alone reversing or stopping it. And as Carol Lofton reports, there's no end in sight for families struggling with the disease.
Carol Ware and her daughter Tracy Eddy live side by side in homes on a quiet street in Marietta, Ohio. Carol's husband of 46 years, Tracy's dad, has Alzheimer's.
And I am a caregiver. I mean, you've changed from wife to caregiver. I mean, I don't get hugs. That kills me. I don't get hugs. He doesn't have the emotion that he used to, you know, it's just really hard.
Keith Ware first began displaying symptoms of Alzheimer's 12 years ago in his late 60s. At first, he couldn't remember his youngest grandchild's name. Then he began to forget where favorite restaurants were and stopped caring about his personal hygiene.
I don't understand Alzheimer's at all. Like, you'll have one day that he seems just fine, and the next day he doesn't know. He can't even pick up his fork. Part of the time he can, and part of the time he can't.
So every day when you wake up, you don't know what you're waking up to.
You're right. I don't.
Alzheimer's is an incredibly difficult disease. People with it can live as long as 20 years after diagnosis. During that time, they become increasingly dependent on loved ones for care. You might have heard of someone forgetting how to get home or go to the grocery store they've been frequenting their entire life. But they also may forget to eat or if they've taken their medicine. And eventually, memories of loved ones begin to pass too. Mark Hout is director of clinical research at the Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute.
It takes a lot to care for somebody who has Alzheimer's disease, and it is very draining. It is a really hard task and job to do, because typically you're caring for somebody who means the most to you in the world, and you're watching them change in front of you, and not only is it physically draining, but it can be emotionally draining. Seeing that person change in front of you that you cared so much about and who's no longer becoming that person that you know.
More than 37,000 West Virginians are living with Alzheimer's, according to the Alzheimer's Association, and it's the seventh leading cause of death in West Virginia, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which Hout says may not accurately represent the disease's impact on the state.
So that might be a counting problem.
Hout says that people who live in rural areas have less access to health care and have higher risk factors that cause vascular problems in the brain, such as high blood pressure, obesity, high cholesterol, and coronary artery disease.
We know those run very, very high in this state. And those aren't the cause of Alzheimer's disease, but when you get those factors combined with the genetic risk, it seems to bring it out more.
Hout is part of a team at West Virginia University running a clinical trial to see if ultrasound could be used to treat early Alzheimer's. But Hout says it's hard to treat the disease when scientists still aren't 100% sure how it actually works.
It's a really complex disease, and we don't know the basic causes and how the mechanisms actually work to produce the symptoms.
The not knowing is super difficult for families like Tracy Eddy and Carol Ware, though.
Want to take your coat off?
I guess I can. Let me see, I don't have anything else to take off.
Well, no.
You don't take it all off.
Oh, well.
We'll take your hat off.
Here, Carol.
Every day, Keith goes to an adult daycare in Marietta, which Carol says is a lifesaver for her.
I don't know if I could keep him at home if he didn't have that, because I would probably be nuts.
When he comes home, though, Carol says he's worse than he is at daycare, sometimes pacing around the house, saying he's got to do something, but unsure what.
And I don't know why. I don't know why he's worse with me than he is with other people. That's one thing I never understand, but they say the caretaker gets the blunt end of everything.
Last year, Keith was put on hospice.
About once a month, you get a break.
Well, I did when he was on hospice. They had him on hospice for 6 months, and I got 5 days every month. But now they took him off hospice because he hadn't declined enough physically. So now it's just when I put him in, I have to pay.
There are some services available in Ohio for respite, but in a later phone conversation, Carol's daughter Tracy said the ones they've tried to get, Carol has just been over the income guideline for. She also said even with help from the Alzheimer's Association, navigating what resources are available is really challenging, and it's possible there are resources available they haven't been able to figure out. Or maybe not. The current plan is to keep Keith home as long as possible and hope a spot comes open in a VA nursing home before Carol can't take care of him any longer. If one doesn't, Tracy said Carol plans to spend her savings down so Keith qualifies for Medicaid. Hout again.
You know, the phrase we use a lot is, you can't take care of so-and-so unless you take care of yourself. That's really easy for us to say as healthcare providers, and we know it's really hard for families to be able to do that because somebody's got to be there. Sometimes somebody's got to be there 24/7. So who's going to go to the store? Who's going to go pick up the prescriptions? How is that stuff going to happen? And so having that kind of respite and backup and stuff like that, particularly if you live a mile off the hard road, as some people do in West Virginia, makes it really challenging.
In West Virginia, the Bureau for Senior Services runs a program called Family Alzheimer's In-Home Respite that provides up to 16 hours a week of respite care for families on a sliding fee scale. There are also some federal programs that provide respite. But for people like Tracy and Carol, who spend years of their lives caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's, programs like this just aren't enough. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center.